Chapter 10, Loving Without Losing Yourself. The Courage to Set Boundaries, Speak Desire, and Stay Rooted in Truth. Boundaries are not walls. They are bridges to deeper truth. They are not punishments or rejections. They are sacred signals to say, this is what allows me to stay open, loving, and real. In conscious relationships, we don't set boundaries to control others. We set them to honor ourselves, to protect our peace, to preserve the conditions where love can stay alive, not forced, not strained, not overextended. A boundary is the line where your energy ends and another's begins. It is what lets you love with your whole heart without betraying it. Why we struggle with boundaries. Many of us weren't taught how to honor our no. We were praised for being good, flexible, or easygoing, even when it meant abandoning our needs. Maybe you learned that saying no led to disapproval or withdrawal. Maybe you feared being seen as selfish or unkind. Maybe your boundaries were crossed so often that you stopped trusting your own instincts. But here's the truth. Your boundaries are not selfish. They are sacred. And the more you honor them, the more clearly you begin to hear your yes, your genuine, embodied, soul-aligned yes. The three layers of boundaries. To navigate boundaries consciously, it helps to understand their layers. 1. Physical boundaries. Your space, your body, your need for rest or privacy. I'm not available for hugs right now. I need some quiet time to recharge. 2. Emotional boundaries. Your right to feel and process without being shamed or overrun. I need to feel this in my own way before talking about it. That comment was hurtful. Please speak to me with respect. 3. Energetic boundaries. Your right to protect your time, focus, and spiritual energy. I don't have the capacity to hold space for this right now. I choose not to engage in drama or blame. Desires versus boundaries. Desires are what you hope for, boundaries are what you require. It's beautiful to share desires, to say, I'd love to hear from you more often, or I feel nourished by deep emotional connection. But boundaries sound different. They say, if this pattern continues, I'll need to take space. They're not ultimatums, they're clarity. They come from a place of self-respect, not punishment. Speaking boundaries with love. Boundaries don't need to sound harsh. In fact, the most powerful ones are often soft, but clear. You can say, this doesn't feel good to me. I'd like to pause and check in with myself. Or, I care about this connection, and I also need to honor what's true for me right now. Or, I'm willing to continue, but only if there's mutual respect and openness. What matters is that your tone is rooted in truth, not fear, in self-honoring, not control. When boundaries are tested. There may be people who don't like your boundaries, especially if they've benefited from your lack of them. But their discomfort is not your burden. Their reaction is not your responsibility. What matters most is that your boundary feels true and that you stay lovingly anchored in that truth, even if your voice shakes at first. Healthy boundaries create deeper connection. Here's the paradox. When you set boundaries, the right people come closer, not further. Because real intimacy requires safety. It requires freedom, not obligation. And when both people are allowed to be fully themselves, love breathes. Boundaries are not barriers to love. They are the containers in which love can thrive. Reflection practice, honoring your sacred yes and no. Find a quiet place and close your eyes. Place one hand on your heart, one on your belly. Breathe deeply. Now gently reflect. Where in my life do I feel overextended or resentful? Where do I override my own truth to avoid discomfort or conflict? What boundary wants to be spoken or silently honored? What would my no sound like if I trusted it was worthy of love? What would my yes feel like if it was rooted in true desire, not obligation? Close by whispering to yourself, I trust my yes, I honor my no, my truth is worthy of love. When others cannot or will not respect our boundaries, choosing self-protection over prolonged wounding. Not everyone will understand or honor your boundaries. Some will test them, some will ignore them. Some may even weaponize your truth against you. This can be painful, especially when it comes from people you love. But here's the truth. You are not responsible for someone else's inability to meet your boundary. You are only responsible for how you respond and how you care for yourself in the presence of that disrespect. What to do when boundaries are ignored? If someone repeatedly dismisses, mocks, pressures, or violates your boundaries, whether consciously or from their own unhealed wounds, it is time to shift from communication to protection. Here are your choices lovingly outlined. 1. Reinforce the boundary firmly and calmly. Sometimes people simply need clarity. For example, I've already shared this boundary. If it continues to be crossed, I will need to take space from this connection. Be direct. Be steady. Let your tone be clear, not cruel. 2. Remove yourself from harmful dynamics. If the pattern continues, you are not obligated to stay. You can say, I care about you, but I will not keep putting myself in situations that hurt or deplete me. Walking away, whether temporarily or permanently, can be a radical act of self-love. You are allowed to choose peace over proximity. 3. Listen to your body's wisdom. When someone's presence causes your body to tighten, your nervous system to collapse, or your spirit to shrink, pay attention. Your body is not betraying you. It is protecting you. Let your actions follow your sensations. Choose distance, rest, quiet, safety. You are not weak for needing space. You are wise. 4. Offer yourself what others cannot. Sometimes people are simply not capable of giving us what we need. That's not your fault. And it doesn't mean your needs are wrong. Give yourself the kindness they won't offer, the rest they don't allow, the truth they cannot hold, the peace they keep disturbing. Your boundaries are not just about saying no. They are about saying yes to the care, protection, and nourishment your soul is worthy of. Protection is sacred. There is nothing wrong with guarding your heart from harm. There is nothing unspiritual about saying, this is not good for me, and I will not stay where I am mistreated. Protection is not a sign of failure, it is a sign of healing. You are allowed to choose yourself. You are allowed to close the door to chaos. You are allowed to walk away with dignity. That too is love.